Hey, I'm preaching. You just let me preach. You just get excited. Because they're trying to preach. They're trying to preach. I know that you have prophesied great things over my life about finances. And you have prophesied great things over me. That's wonderful. But I didn't come for a futuristic time consumption. Because if I walk out of here with just a prophecy, then I'm going to be tempted with time. And time will take my situation and make it a problem. And I'm always a victim of the devil who's mad because of time. Put me in the now. How you feel, Hezekiah? Doesn't it feel wonderful that you're going to be healed in 3 days and you're going to live 15 more years? Hezekiah said, I didn't pray a prayer to be prayed in 3 days. I didn't ask God to heal me in 3 days or give me 15 more years. I prayed now. You better work on your partners. Because this is in the book. Most of them are going to go over lunch reading. I don't think the guy's right. The guy's messed up. He's adding all kind of stuff. This is in the book. What do you mean? What do you mean you're not happy? Son, do you know in 3 days you're going to be healed? You're dying. You're going to live 15 more years. Doesn't that excite you? I want something to happen now. That's wonderful that God's going to do it. But I'm tired of being futuristically spoken over. I may not live 3 days to get my healing. And besides that, prophet, I prayed. And now, God! Oh, my God. My God, people, I invited you all here to San Diego. I thought you'd be calm. My God, I thought you'd be nice. I thought you'd be happy with Steve Munson and John Bevere and Miles Monroe. You're putting too much pressure on me. I prophesied all over you. Made you shout and dance. Well, we have two Leslie speakers. You probably only got one. And this whole conference looks at you and says, I'm not leaving. Every service that you make happen in this auditorium, I want something to happen now. You don't know what it took for me to get here. You don't know what hell I've gone through. You don't know. Yeah, nobody knows. What do you want? What do you want? What kind of sign do you want? What kind of sign do you want? Bring the sun compass. The sun compass, the sundial. What? Bring the sundial. He wants a sundial. He wants a sundial. He wants a sundial. Bring him. Bring him. The sundial. I'll pay for it. Okay, you got the sundial. What do you want now? We got the sundial for you. That was the clock. That was the time. The sun danced on it and gave them the shadow of the time. We got it! I can't understand why you ain't shouting, even though you're coughing, that you're going to be healed in 3 days. I prophesied over you, you're going to live 15 more years. You think you'd be happy. I didn't pray a 3-day from now prayer. I prayed a prayer now. And I'm not changing. Now. Listen to what the Bible says. The prophet says, what do you want now? Tell God that if He's going to heal me like that, it'd be real easy for Him to spin the earth that's going over 1,500 miles an hour on its axis up. But I want you to tell Him to stop the world and back it up 10 degrees. Now. Read it! The prophet said, that's a hard thing to do. Do it! That's hard. Do it now! Now the I Am! Stop the earth! Reverse it! Reverse it! 10 degrees! 12 hours backwards! Two places in history the world stopped. One, 12 degrees backwards, or 12 hours, 10 degrees on the sundial. And the other one, Joshua. Read his prayer now. Listen. The Bible gives the historic setting of David and Goliath. It should have said, and then David came. But the scripture said, and now David came. God said, I can't put then, because now is forever. Now is eternity. Once God does the miracle, He never takes it back. Don't mess with me, nor my anointing. And I'm not full of pride either. I'll take a red eye out. I'll preach a new message to two such people tomorrow. I'll get on a plane. I'll preach tomorrow night somewhere else. I have not come to mess with you nor to impress you. If I was going to do that, I'd take my own offering, build my own mailing list, and sell my books. I'm not interested. I'm interested in helping this man get you in the now. The Lord spoke to me early this morning at 5:00 and said, I want you to tell people to do what Hezekiah did when he gave the 7 bullocks to open up the temple and another 14. The Holy Spirit said, there are 500 people, real people. Not everybody can do this, but I'm going to help everybody here today. 500 people that the Lord said, tell them to come and stand at the altar to give 770, which is 7 is a perfection number and 70 is a conclusion of a generation, as that we will live 70 years. And the Holy Spirit said that I'm fixing to perfect now and end what you wrote down now. And when you leave this altar this morning, it will all be taken care of. And the rest of this conference is going to equip you to fight like you have never warred in the history of your life. But your situation in the middle of this conference is going to be dealt with now. Listen, look at me. Don't nobody move. Listen to me. I do not trust anybody's amen, clapping hands, smiling, give me politicians, God bless you, or whatever. What I do trust is when people reach in their heart and put the heart on the altar. Faith is in your heart, and money is in your heart. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And God don't trust any of you with your outwardness. If you want the now, you will reach in the treasure and come and stand before Him non-empty-handed. I will not beg you. I am not here to tolerate who this and who that. When I speak, you be obedient. And God, in the next few moments, will put us in the now. Listen to me now. When I sit you down, nobody speaks. You write. You take care of business with God. God spoke to me and said, there's 500 people that need to come and stand. Not everybody can do this, but I'm going to help everybody, so don't get panicky. But I'm speaking to people, there are 500 people, that God says, tell them to plant a seed of $770. Put it on this altar. There's a group of people that the Lord is speaking to give $170. It's another group of people that God, and this season the Lord has opened up $77. I do not know why. I'm not going to question it. I'm not here to argue with you. Go to lunch. Leave now. I'm talking about now. Ever how you have to do that. I heard last night you can write a check. I heard last night you can put it on a card. That doesn't matter to me, but I want your heart. When your heart is in your hand, you will come and stand at this altar. If you have to sit down and do it, whatever. But I'm calling the first 770. Come now. Come now. Stand. Come. The first 770. God is speaking to you. You're getting it ready. Come and stand. Hold it in your hand and stand before me. And he reminded God and said, God, do you remember when I gave that offering? Do you remember when I built silos? It was all about the giving that stopped God and changed his mind. Read it. It's clearly there. Don't sit there and look at me. Get up. This is a God moment. That's the problem, see. Well, I don't know. I don't, no. Now. Why are you even thinking about anything else now? If this is of God, which it is, you won't have to worry about your tomorrow. Take no thought of tomorrow. He that boasteth of a tomorrow speaketh as a fool. Now. I've never done this before. Then do it now. Now. This is your moment. This is your moment. I'm looking at some of you that you're lying to God. You're lying to God. Your kids don't mean $770 to you. What you wrote down, it's not worth it. And you've spent tons of money on prescriptions. And your kids have spent more money on drugs and ripped you off. You better think about it again now. Now. But it's a sacrifice. Who are you dealing with? You're dealing with God who can provide. Now. 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 I want that lady today, whoever you are, that God is speaking to give $7,700 in just a few minutes. And that man and that couple to give the $7,700. I want you, in just a moment, see me. Just, you make your way to me. The Lord is speaking to me about your business and what He's going to do. How many believe that you've heard a word from God today? Don't anybody think what's going to happen? No, it all will be resolved now. And that your future will become this now in the future. I need you more. Keep coming. I'm gonna deal with the rest of you in just a minute, but this is obedience. See, some people have never done this before. This is very, very good. It's all right. You see, last year my 10-year-old granddaughter, who I raised, by the way, I'm raising because her mother, I went to the abortion clinic and I talked her out of killing the baby. And I promised her that I would raise her baby. So I went to the abortion clinic and I took my baby and said, "Don't kill this baby." I called her an abortion and I went. I said, "Please don't kill this baby." Last year she called me. I was with John Maxwell and Bill Hybels and I spent a whole day with them. And my wife called me and said, "Chantel has just had tests that there's 100% Hodgkin's disease. She'll be dead in 90 days. So this is what I get, eh? I stop an abortion. You kill her at 10 or you let death kill her. Remember now! Daddy, would you take me to the Crusades? You weren't in town. Benny was. He was called under your ministry. Him. She puked all the way down 94. Had to pull over. Watch a 10-year-old with chemotherapy and radiation burn her hair off her head. She puked all the way there. Had to go by a store and buy a new dress. Stayed out in the hallways and held her body. Then God spoke to me and said, "Now before you take her, I want you to take your heart to the altar and give the last $10,000 you have," which was a realism. Last $10,000 my wife and I had saved. Because we cashed in all of our insurance policy. Did everything to build this church. Everybody thinks It's wonderful, you know, to have all the things we have, but the fact is, somebody's got to pay a price. Somebody's got to do just what you've done. So I said, Mary, we have $10,000. She says, we have about $10,500. I said, write the check out. I'm taking it to the altar right now. I'm praying a prayer now. She puked all the way to the stage. Hands were laid upon her. I stood there. There was no demonstration. She didn't go out. Didn't matter. Because I don't need a demonstration when I know that I'm in the now. It's done now. Took her back out to the car. Carried her there. She slept like a baby that night. I knew then it was done. 2 weeks later, she went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't know what's going on here. We're going to take some more tests. We need to take some more tests. They took some tests. We're going to take some more tests. Something's going on here. We can't figure it out. We've got to take some more tests. All the time, Chantel's smiling. I said, you could take all the tests you want, but I got in the now. And the now told me she's healed, forever settled. It won't matter. Today I almost brought her. And she doesn't have any cancer today. She is well and alive and healed. I need every person in this room, that God spoke to you to give 170. Get up out of your seat and come. Quick. Come. Go to the sides. Move as quick as you can. Pastor Cirillo, Brother Cirillo, when you pray this prayer, you better get ready. Something is fixing. Quickly. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more.
Lift your hand and sing it, church. Everybody out in the audience, lift your hand and sing it.
I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words to say. I need you more than ever before. I need you.
I need every person that said, Lord, I'm going to give $77. Get up. $77. Get up. Get up. $77. Get up. Move out to the side.
I need you more. Said more than words to say. I need you more. Than ever before. I need you more.
Every person that's got an offering in that envelope, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Lift it up. You're a man of God. When you pray this prayer, because this is your platform, the Spirit of the Lord is going to take us to the now.
While we're standing in the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit, I want to just affirm what we have heard today. You may take your hand down for a moment. God speaks in very mysterious ways, but it's for His wonders to perform. I wrote down three very specific things. None of them were for my physical. None of them were for unsaved, and none of them were for finances. And I feel here today like the Holy Spirit spoke to me yesterday that there are people that are facing incredible problems that are outside the areas of these things. But you know what I said? You weren't here, or maybe you were, I don't know. But how many of you remember that I told you that I wasn't through prophesying? And what did God speak? He said that those circumstances were going to be resolved speedily. Can you give me a little volume on this mic, please? Speedily. Somebody say now. I mean, this was one of the most awesome words I think I've ever heard God speak to His people. And on whatever level you've come forward to commit for $770 or $170 or $77, whatever it is, we're going to release that on the basis of the word that God has spoken to us today. You didn't know this, but I had put in my hand, even before you spoke the word, what's it say on this envelope?
$7,700.
Somebody already had done it before he spoke it. I love you. I love you. I feel I would miss God. I feel we would all miss God if I didn't do this. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I want just 2 or 3 seconds. There are several other people that the Holy Spirit is speaking to commit $7,700. Mark this as your point of contact for lost souls. While your heads are bowed and while your eyes are closed, in the wonderful name of Jesus, everybody put your hand down by your side, because I'm going to ask. I have a feeling that there's about 12 people, 11 more beside this person here, that put this one in my hand. In the name of Jesus, right where you're standing, very quickly you say, Brother Sewell, God wants me to raise the level of my faith and give $7,700 for lost souls. Right where you're standing, very quickly, in Jesus' name, if you're one of those people, I have to obey the Holy Spirit. God is troubling something very special for you. In Jesus' name, I want you to take your right hand right now and raise it in the air so that I can see it. Quickly, hold it way up high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. We're looking for 11. 8, 9. After you raise it, take it down so I don't count it twice. 9. 2 more people. Let me see your hand. You'll say, Brother Sewell, by God's grace, I will raise the level of my faith and I will give. Thank you. There's one more person. God bless you, dear. I see it here to the right. One more person. Raise your hand up high very quickly in Jesus' name. Somebody help me around, because I can't see all the way around. In Jesus' name, quickly raise it up high. Father, we give you praise. Yes, yes, thank you, son. God bless you. Kapo Sanda. Now take your offering envelope and raise it in the air. And listen to Brother Sulo. We're going to let you go back to your seat. Take your time. Look at Morris. Look at Pop up here. Look at me. Morris, as you know, is a Jew. Born a Jew. My mother was an Orthodox Jew. 7 years I studied under leading rabbis. Hold your envelope up in the air. This is important for you to hear this. Giving to God was the greatest part of my people's worship. It wasn't sermons. It wasn't just coming together and going through a form of a meeting. It was bringing gifts, offerings, worshiping God, and bringing them before Him. This is sacred. Come on, you hear me?
Yeah.
Somebody say, this is sacred. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And with this, we are worshiping our Master. Put both hands up now. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, now. Now! Hokabasandaraba. Go ahead and begin to use the prayer language of the Holy Ghost. Jehovah Jireh. Begin to use the prayer language of the Holy Ghost. Speak in other tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue does not speak to man, he speaks to God. God, your word is now. Kapuriyaha Sandaroboka Sandarobody Tokoroba Sanda. Sakaba Tandalobodita Yekaba Babasa Sokoporipi. My God, there's fire in this place, church. There's fire here. Saka. Sandala Bodhi. Kababa. Kababe. Out of your innermost being, let it roll. The words that we speak in the Holy Ghost, energize them. Energize them. Oh my God. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Thank you. God, my God, this anointing is upon you. Hundreds and hundreds of you are feeling the warmth of the liquid fire of the Holy Spirit.
For more information regarding Morris Cirillo Ministries or to order books and tapes, in the U.S., write to Morris Cirillo, P.O. Box 85277, San Diego, California, 92186. In Canada, write to Morris Cirillo, P.O. Box 3600, Concord, Ontario, L4K1B6. In Great Britain, write to P.O. Box 277, Hemel Hempstead Hearts, HP27DH. You may visit our website at www.mcwe.com and email us at morriscirillo@mcwe.com.